It's a, such a pleasure and honor to introduce today's speaker. Reverend Xu is from WHCC, senior pastor, and who care for us and love us and continue to pray for us for a long time. And we have a lot of time, we have some needs, we always ask his guidance and his prayer. 今天早上感谢神，我们有西区教会的许牧师在我们当中。许牧师在西区教会是主任牧师， 虽然他非常的忙碌， 但是却多年以来常常关心我们， 为我们祷告。 当我们有需要的时候， 他也真的是在祷告和帮助上面常常来与我们同在。 我们就将下面的时间交给许牧师。
Well, good morning, everybody.
早安, 弟兄姐妹。
Well, it's a real honor and a joy for me to be with you this on this very special day in the life of this church.
实在很感谢神, 在一个特别日子, 我能够跟你们今天一起在一起。
And I bring a greeting from your brothers and sisters at West Houston Chinese Church, where I minister, and we're always grateful for what God is doing here, and we always hear great things about what the Lord is doing here.
我也带来西区教会众多弟兄姐妹对你们的关心，还有对你们的祝福，也常常很高兴听见你们在这里。 在神的里面来一起传扬福音做见证。I
apologize for my broken voice.
为着今天声音有些沙哑来道歉。
Somehow I started on Friday noon time, I just started losing my voice, and hopefully the Lord will help me. I appreciate your prayer for me.
礼拜五中午开始，不知道为什么声音就开始越来越沙哑。谢谢你们的祷告，求神给我力量，继续在神的面前来。
This morning we're going to take a look at scripture from the book of Colossians.
今天早上我们要一同来看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
And I understand that actually you guys actually have a theme this year of rooted and built up that's also come out of the book of Colossians.
我也很高兴看见你们教会今年的主题也是从哥罗西书出来的，就是生根建造在主里面。
And I want to look with you at Colossians chapter 1 from verse 1 to 14 and to look into a fruitful future.
我们今天要看哥罗西书第一章一到十四节，来看一个果实累累的未来。Because
I'm sure that all of us care about future.
因为我们相信我们每一个人都关心未来。If
you know that you don't have a future, it's going to be a very gloomy life.
如果你知道你再也没有未来，那么你的生命将会充满了黑暗。And
the Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians to encourage them of the kind of future that God has for them.
而保罗就在哥罗西书要鼓励这些哥罗西的信徒们，告诉他们说，在上帝的里面有什么样一个未来为他们准备着。Now,
a little bit on background of Colossians.
给你们，我们一起看一下哥罗西书的一些背景。Most
likely, we believe that this letter was written while Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
我们相信，哥罗西书是保罗在罗马的监狱里面时候所写的。So
it's called one of the prison epistles.
所以也称为监狱书信。Colossae,
which is the city of Colossae, together was the city of Laodicea and Hierapolis. They were the three cities together that was found during that time, but the Apostle Paul has actually never visited these places.
哥罗西和老底嘉还有希拉波利是在那个时候的三个小城镇，他们那个时候保罗相信从来没有到过那个地方。The
fascinating thing is Colossae is actually not a very major city at all.
更令人惊奇的是，哥罗西不是一个很大的城市。It's
actually kind of a out of the way place.
事实上，它是一个不在一个大的交通要道的附近。In
fact, ancient writings does not often mention about Colossae.
事实上，在许多当时代的著作里面，几乎都没有提到哥罗西。It
is the other two neighboring cities, Laodicea and Hierapolis, that's much often mentioned.
而另外两个城市，希拉波利跟老底嘉却偶尔会被提到。And
the fascinating thing is that the apostle, that this city wasn't even mentioned in the book of Acts.
而更叫人惊奇的是，在使徒行传也从来没有提过哥罗西这个地方。And
I thought it's just so suitable in the sense that Polovaca is not a very big place.
所以我们也可以稍微安慰的是，Polovaca也不是一个很大的城镇。And
driving here, I haven't been here for a while, I was kind of worried about getting lost, and I noticed my GPS programming doesn't seem to be very well acquainted with some of the roads here.
昨天当一路开下来的时候，有时候甚至怀疑自己是不是走错路了，而且那个GPS好像并没有真正的update看到这个地方。But
even for a place like Colossae, the Lord Spirit moved his servant to write a very important letter for the New Testament written to these people.
但, Because
what the Lord sees is not the size of a church. What he cares about is not the location of the church. What he cares for is the heart of the church. And so the Apostle Paul wrote this very important letter to this kind of obscure city with a very important message.
所以保罗写下一个重要的书信给这个名不经传的城市，却带来一个非常重要的信息。
Because God has an important future for the people of the Colossians.
因为上帝为着哥罗西的人准备了一个非常重要的一个未来。
And likewise, we believe that God has an important future for this church here in Port of Akron and Point Comfort.
同样的，我们相信上帝也在你们当中有一个非常重要的一个信息，在Port of Akron里面。
He has an important future for the people of this church for His glory.
他也在你们当中有一个重要的未来，为的是在你们当中来建立。
So I invite you to open your Bible to Colossians chapter 1. We'll start looking at verse 3 and verse 4.
所以我们一同来看哥罗西书第一章，第一节到十四节。
Verse 3 and 4, the apostle talks about that we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints.
第三节、第四节说到，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父常常为你们祷告，因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并且向众圣徒的爱心。
Here we notice one thing that which is there's an important dynamics between faith and love.
这里我们看见一个非常重要的一个动力在彼此之间，就是信心和爱心.
Faith,
信心,
must produce the fruit of love.
真正的信心必然生产出那样的爱的果实.
The Lord Jesus talked about that you can tell a tree by its fruit.
我们怎么样子可以判断一棵树，就是要从看见它的果实来评判一棵树。
Now sometimes we think that you can tell a church what a church believes in by the sign or the name of the church.
有时候我们误以为我们可以了解一个教会是看它的招牌怎么写，或它的名字是怎么说。
But how you really can tell what is a church like requires you to take a look at how this church loves.
但是你如果真正要了解一个教会，你必须要真正看见这个教会里面所显出来的彼此相爱在哪里。That
the way this church, the people of this church love each other.
就是看见这个教会里面的弟兄姐妹怎么样来彼此相爱。The
way the people of the church love the community.
是怎么样看见弟兄姐妹来爱这个社区。And
I was really encouraged to hear when you, as you pray that God has given you this place and you recognize that this is not for you.
我实在很受激励，是知道你们的祷告是知道上帝给你们这样美好的一个地方，不单单是为了你们而已。Because
church is the only organization on earth that its creation, its purpose is for the good of its non-members.
教会是世界上唯一的一个机构，是它的存在是为了不在其中的人的好处而存在。If
everybody become a member, then what's done? Christ comes back.
如果每一个人都成为基督徒，那么这个世界就到了末了，耶稣基督也已经回来了。
Church is not a clubhouse for the purpose of its members. Church is a place for the benefits, for the good of the people who don't know about Jesus Christ.
教会不是为了教会的会友而存在一个社交的场合，而教会的存在是为了这些还不认识耶稣基督的人有机会能够透过教会弟兄姐妹来认识这位信仰。So
we continue to looking at this, what the apostle talks about, and he said that it's the faith and love that spring out, that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, that you have already heard about in the word of truth, in the gospel that has come to you.
所以我们看见第四节、第五节继续讲到说，因为听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心和众圣徒的爱心，是为着那给你们存在天上的盼望。There's
a very important truth that is often overlooked.
有一个很重要的一个真理，有时候常常被忽略了。That
is the place of heaven in the life of God's children.
就是在神的子民当中所看见的那个天堂。I'm
not sure when was the last time that you thought of heaven.
我不知道你上一次想到天堂是什么时候。Perhaps
it is in a funeral of somebody who passed away that we loved.
或许是在一个追思礼拜，或者有人过去的时候，你才想到天堂。When
I was a student, the time I think about heaven is the time when I have a big test coming up, and I didn't really study, and I really pray that God would just take us out of that day so we don't have to face the consequences.
我记得当我还在做学生的时候，遇到很大的考试，我心里有很大的压力。我那时候就祷告上帝说：“哎呀，希望赶快你再来，我们都可以到天堂里，我就不用考试了。”The
fascinating thing here was what Apostle says, that is that this faith and love actually comes, springs from the hope that is stored up for us in heaven.
这里看见保罗特别提醒，那个教会里面的信心和爱心，是因为那存在天上的盼望而能够带出来那样的信心和爱心。
And what I've really discovered is that the people that I respect who live their life with a reckless faith and love in this world, there are often people whose hope is not stored up here, but it's stored up there.
我们看见，在这个世界上能够过出那真正有信心、有爱心生活的人，常常他们的盼望不是在这个世上，而是在那天上的盼望。The
more our hope is really stored up in the circumstances here in this world, the kind of school I'm going to go to, the kind of house I'm going to live in, the kind of car I'm going to buy, the less reservoir there is to spring up faith and love in our life.
如果我们的盼望只是在将来我们要去读什么学校，我们要开什么样车子，我们要住什么房子，那么我们就实在没有那个空间能够看见那天上的盼望，能够活出一个不一样的生命。The
more your faith and the more your hope is really focused in the life in heaven, the more you are able to love and believe was the kind of strength that God desires for us.
当我们能够更多的专注在那个从天上来的盼望，那个专注在上帝身上的盼望，我们就更有可能能够活出那样的生命，是当初上帝创造我们要给我们的那样的生命，满有信心和爱心。Because
a heavenly mindset is the soil that gives rise to the fruit of faith and love.
因为一个 把心思意念放在天上的这样一个人，是他的就像一个沃土，能够从他的生命里面来长出信心和盼望和爱了。Which
is why in Colossians 3 it says that set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
所以在哥罗西书第三章就讲到说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，在那里有基督坐在神的右边。And
this is also why Lord Jesus says what? He says that because where your heart, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
这就是耶稣所讲到的，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也就在哪里。That
there is a continued need for us to make sure that our hope is firmly stored up there.
能够将我们的心思意念，将我们的盼望，能够常常存在于那个永恒的家乡，能够帮助我们，也是我们常常需要的。And
that protects your heart from the disappointments of this world.
它能够帮助我们，也保护我们，免于这个世上所承受、所遭遇到的失望。
Because I see so many Christians, they're disappointed, they're saddened, they walk a life without power, because so much of their hope is stored up in the things here below.
因为我看见有许多的基督徒过着一个没有力量、没有把握的生活，因为他们实在将他们的盼望只放在这个世界上的事情。Moving
on to verse 6, chapter 1, verse 8, it says that all over the world that this gospel which gave the Colossians this basis of hope, heavenly hope, is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all of its truth.
第六节又讲到说，这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。And
it talks, you know, and it talks about the power of this gospel.
讲到这个福音的大能。I
know this is also a very missions-minded church.
我知道你们也是一个有宣教的一个意向的教会。I'm
encouraged that I know that you guys do ministry out in Kingsville, right? In Kingsville.
我听说你们也有短宣去 Kingsville,
and I know that you support missionary work around the world. One of the important reasons that we need to keep a missional mindset is because when you hear about what God's word, the gospel is bearing fruit around the world,
能够心里中有这样的意向，保持宣教的意向是非常重要的，因为上帝的福音要在全世界传开了。
Because it can't help it, because the gospel carries with it an unstoppable force to bring about life change. And so what it says is where the gospel goes to, there is going to be impact, there is going to be fruitfulness.
因为上帝的福音是带有极大的大能，是没有人可以阻挡的。因为这样的福音无论到哪里，就带来生命的改变，就带来生命的重新建造。
The seeds of the gospel is going to It's going to take root and bear fruit and build up, just like the theme that you guys have for this whole year. This fruitfulness takes place as corporately in the life of the church. But it also takes place in the life of the people of the church.
但同样的，也是在教会里的每一个弟兄姐妹都可以有那样一个结实累累的生命。
And the things that we need to continually asking ourselves is how is this gospel bringing forth fruit in my life?
而我们必须常常这样自问的是，这样一个福音的大能，怎么样在我的生命里面能够继续不断的能够结出果子
？A lot of time people only think about this as in bringing people to know Jesus Christ, which is important.
很多时候我们想到这个，只想到怎么样把人带到基督的面前，这是一个很重要的事情。
But this fruitful future also means that for the people of God, that our lives are continually being reshaped, reformed by the power of the gospel.
但这样的一个结实累累，不但是外在的，而同样也是我们的生命能够在上帝的面前不断被塑造、被雕塑、被成型，成为一个更能够结实累累的生命。
I'm growing in the way I have patience for people.In my life, for my parents, for my children, for my spouse.
哦，包括让我们更有信心、更有耐心，在对我们的父母、对我们的儿女、对我们的妻子。
Growing in my willingness to serve others without receiving something in return.
能够更有爱心，能够向他们更多的付出，就算没有回报。
Growing in the sense of joy that I have in my life because the gospel has taken root in my heart.
那个生命的成长也代表一个更喜乐的生命，因为耶稣基督更多的来到我们心里面。
And growing in my awareness of God's purpose for my life.
而那也代表的是一个成长。更加了解到上帝在我生命里面的意义。
And so we go to the next part. We see the first part of Paul's desire is that he sees that there's a future of fruitfulness in Christ for the people, for the Colossian people.
所以我们首先看见的是，他给哥罗西的信徒们说，在基督的里面有一个结实累累的未来，这是第一部分。
And the second part we see is the Apostle Paul sees a future that's deep in the knowledge of God.For the Colossians.
而第二部分讲到的是，他看见哥罗西的信徒能够有一个更深锐、满心知道的神的一个未来。
In verse 9, it says that for this reason, since the day we heard about you, he said, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
在第九节提到说，因此我们自从听见的日子，就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切的属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
A first observation we notice in this passage is that before the Apostle Paul even get to the main point of this whole letter of Colossians, he mentioned about the groundwork that he's been laying before that, which is what? Which is the way he's been praying for the Colossians.
在这里我们看见一个很重要的事情，就是当保罗还没有提到任何这些的一些信息之前，他先做了一些很重要的准备工作，他就是不断的为哥罗西的信徒来祷告。
And that says that for the work that this church is doing, that the dream that this church has to reach out into the Polovaca community, to reach into the people in Kingsville, there has to be a work of prayer preceding this work of ministry.
所以说是非常重要。当我们在想到这个教会要往哪里去，要做什么样的工作，要能够传福音到 Kingsville 或者做其他事情，最重要的是先要来到祷告的里面，在祷告里面来开始这一切。
In ministry,
在侍奉上面，
when you sense that you're doing the right thing, you're working hard, but you feel like you're kicking against the stone, then you know that what's happening is that we haven't done the work of prayer in paving the way for God's power to be unleashed.
在神的事工上面，如果我们觉得我们走的方向是对的，做的事情是对的，但却常常碰到像石头一样的拦阻，那么很可能我们还 我们的祷告还非常不够，以至于我们需要在祷告里面来开始来预备这样的事工。
In our church, that we have a horrible, horrible problem of tardiness. People come to church late, worship late.
在我们教会，在其实教会有一个很糟糕的问题，就是大家来的不是很准时，大家都会迟到。
I've told people that we need to come earlier.
我常常告诉弟兄姐妹，我们一定要提早来到教会。
I preach sermon on why we need to be prepared coming to worship.
我也常常讲到的时候，讲到说为什么我们需要到神的面前来，一定要守时。
We change the schedule of our children's ministry to make the parents bring their kids in earlier, and therefore they'll be here on time.
我们也改变儿童的事工，让他们可以提早让家长带着儿童就来到教会，所以大家可以准时来到。
Not working.
没有一件可以成功。
In fact, one of the worst Sunday ever happened.
事实上，一个最糟的一个礼拜天呢。
Where we have our senior citizens choir up there singing.
我们有年长的诗班在上面唱诗歌。
And when we started, when the senior citizens are sitting up there.
当我们开始敬拜的时候，那个年长的弟兄姐妹在上面的时候。
There were more people up here than down there.
我们在台上的年长的弟兄姐妹比在台下敬拜的人数还多。
And somebody come up to me and said, Pastor, I hold you personally responsible for this problem. You need to do something.
就有弟兄姐妹跟牧师说，牧师，这是你很重要的责任，你要做一些事情，让这个情况可以改善。
I said, I don't know what to do. This is Chinese culture or something.
我实在不知道该怎么办，因为中国人的文化就是这样。
And then we started praying.
然后我们开始祷告。
We're a few leaders who are so anxious about this, and we said, we're going to come extra early, and we're just going to kneel down, and we don't need a lot of people, we just need to start and praying, and ask God for mercy, because we don't know how to fix this problem, and we knew we haven't prayed enough, and I said, we need to focus our hearts on praying about this, and we're beginning to kind of turn the corner, we're not out of the woods yet, but things have started improving again.
从那时候开始，我们教会里有几位这个领袖，我们就实在不知道该怎么办，我们就立下心思要早一点来，我们就跪下来祷告，因为我们实在用尽了一切人的办法。但是当我们真正开始这样做的时候，我们开始看见事情有一点的转圜，我们还没有改善到很好的地步，但是事情稍微开始转圜。
The Apostle Paul said he was praying for the Colossians. I wonder what was he praying for them about?
当我看见保罗告诉哥罗西的信徒说我为你们祷告，我就开始在好奇说他为他们祷告什么呢。
And in verse 9, this is what the Apostle Paul prays for.
在第九节告诉我们保罗为他们祷告什么。
He said he asked God to fill the Colossians with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
他的祷告是说愿意在哥罗西的信徒里面，愿意他们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
I mean, when you think about God's will, what do you think of?
当你听见上帝的心意，你想到什么呢？
I mean, when we talk to about God's will in my church or to our young adults who are single, usually they're thinking about who I'm going to marry.
在我们教会，我们谈到上帝的旨意的时候，那些年轻的单身的弟兄姐妹，首先想到上帝的旨意就是，哎，上帝要我跟哪一个人结婚啊？
And some of the people who are struggling looking for work, they're praying for.Where is my next job?
那对一些正在寻找工作还没有下落的人，他想到上帝的旨意，首先就想到的是我下一个工作在哪里。
For some of our empty nest parents, they're worrying about where am I going to get my grandchildren?
这一些我们当中已经空巢的弟兄姐妹，上帝的旨意代表的是说，什么时候我可以抱孙子呢？
But when the apostle was praying for the Colossians.That's not what he was thinking of.
但是当保罗为哥罗西的信徒祷告的时候，他的祷告却全然不是这样。
When he was talking about God's will,
他祷告的上帝的旨意的时候，
he's talking about God's heart.
他祷告的是上帝的心肠。
He's talking about that for the Colossians to have such a relationship with God that they know from deep within spiritually they're aware of what pleases God.
当他为他们祷告，知道上帝的旨意，他所祷告的是这些信徒可以跟上帝有一个更紧密、更亲切、更深入的关系，使得他们可以知道他们无论怎么做可以讨上帝的喜悦。
I tell you something.
我告诉你们。
We don't have time to go into detail, but if you pray about the things you want hard enough, sometimes we can make the mistake of wrestling things that's really not so great for us from the hands of God.
有时候我们迫切地为一些事情来求告神，想得到的时候，有时候我们会犯一个差错，就是我们会误以为那个赐好的就是上帝要给我们的那个最好的。
That's why Lord Jesus prayed this pattern. He said what? In the garden, he said what? But not my will, but you will be done.
所以我们看见上帝，看见耶稣所祷告的模式模范是说，上帝啊，要照你的旨意来成就，不是照我的意思来成就。
That is not polite prayerful language. That is a humility understanding that what I may be praying for may or may not be what God wants for me. Because what I want ultimately is what God wants for me, not what I want for me.
这不是一个很客气的祷告，而是一个很谦卑在神的面前说，上帝啊，我所求的是你要的，你要在我身上给我。
So when he says that to in verse 6 to understand God's grace and all its truth, what he says here to growing in the knowledge of God, that Greek word here that's used here is the same word. It's a Greek word of knowledge with a special prefix in front of it. It means it's kind of a deeper knowledge to really get into that knowledge.
所以这里我们所看见的那个知道和第六节的知道是一样，就是说在希腊的原文里面，这个知道是一个更深切的、更个人化的一个真正的知道，而不是一个知识上的知道。
Some call it strong knowledge or the intimate knowledge.
所以有人称作是一个强烈的一个知道，或者一个很密切的知道认识。
What we know, what it says is it is more than a superficial awareness of the information of God is good, God loves me, but a deep experiential, strong knowledge of what God's reality in my life.
这样的一个认识不是一个肤浅的，不是一个从第三者知道的，不是一个很概括的意念，而是一个真正亲身经历过的，跟上帝有紧密关系的那个认识和知道。
If I ask you the question, what has the Lord Jesus Christ been doing in your life?Lately,
如果我问你一个问题，耶稣基督在你的生命当中最近正在做什么事情呢？
If you can share with me from this past week an area in your life where you sense Christ at work in your life, then I say we need to work on it because we don't have continuing experiential strong knowledge of Christ's work in my life.
如果你不能够回答在过去这一个礼拜里面耶稣基督上帝在你的生命上做什么样调整和工作的话，那么我就会怀疑我们可能需要更加强来怎么样子在个人生命里面来建立与他一个真正密切的关系。
I see a lot of people that are operating their spiritual life based on past knowledge. Oh, back in the day when I was at youth camp and I was really fired up for God and that's really helped me. Or when I was in college, we were in a college fellowship and I learned a lot about the word of God. But they haven't had any freshencounter with the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
我在很多的信徒身上看见一个不好的，不是最好的一个模式，就是我们都根据过去曾经有的经验来活我们现在的信仰生活。也就是说，我曾经在一个青少年的营会里面，或者我在大学的时候曾经怎么样被上帝感动，但是我们却不是依照现在的跟上帝之间密切的关系来过我们现在生活所需要的信仰和力量。
That's about equivalent to say that I'm still working, and my energy still come from my lunch last week.
就好像说，我们现在能够行走动作，我们的能源是从上个礼拜哪一天我吃的中餐所带给我现在的力量。
That's why we are needing daily continuing experience of Jesus Christ and the reality of His presence in our life.
这就是为什么我们需要每一天经常的在生命当中跟他相交，从他那里领受力量，能够活出我们的信仰在每一天的日子里面。
Because God's purpose for this church, like the Colossian church, is for it to be fruitful, but also to go deeper.
因为上帝在你们教会的心意就像如同保罗那时候写给哥罗西的信徒一样，不但是希望你们能够结实累累，更是希望你们能够真的是跟上帝有一个深切的紧密的关系。
That more and more people are able to lead Bible study and teach Sunday school.
有更越来越多的人可以带查经，可以教主日学。
More and more people are moving from spectators on Sunday, moving to co-workers on weekdays even.
我们有更越来越多的弟兄姐妹不只是在礼拜天做一个旁观者，而是能够加入一同来服侍上帝。
More and more people are becoming salt and light in our community and making a difference for God, where people see that this church as more than a place where some Asian people congregate, but this place indeed become a lighthouse of God's truth for the people of Port Lavaca.
我们巴不得看见有更多的弟兄姐妹成为这个社区里面的光和盐，所以让其他的社区的人看见，不只是这个地方是为了一些 黄面孔的东方人而已，而是看见上帝的工作就在你们当中。
And we go to the last portion of this, where God's, where apostle talks about that the Lord's purpose for the Colossian church and for this church is a future in where we are in the kingdom of God's Son. It's a glorious future.
我们再看第三部分，在这段信息，保罗很重要的信息讲到说，是一个未来，这个未来是在神的爱子的国度里面，一个荣耀的未来。
In verse 11, it says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious mind. These are powerful languages here.
在第十一节特别讲到说，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，这是一个何等荣耀有力的一个句子。
And he said, and you may have endurance and great endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father.
他说，为的是好叫你们可以凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
It says great that this power is for the purpose of helping us to have a joyful attitude when we face situation that require endurance and patience.
这样一个荣耀的全能，而且满有的力量，是为的是预备我们来遇到一些需要忍耐、需要宽容的一些情况。
Because what we face in daily life,
因为我们每一天所遇到的事情
is challenging,
是很具有挑战性的。
Endurance is for the difficult circumstances that we face in life.
忍耐是指是在我们每一天的生活里面一些困难的境况环境而所需要的。
What is one circumstance in your life today that require you to endure joyfully?
在你现在所处的境遇里面，有没有一些事情是需要你能够有那样的喜乐在里面不断的忍耐的呢？
Patience is for the people in our life that tend to challenge us or even rub us in a wrong way.
宽容是指着在我们周围的这些人，我们所接触到有些是让你很难以忍受，或者给你一些很困难的一些情况的。我们需要宽容。
We don't endure people. We have patience for people.
我们不需要对人忍耐，但是我们需要对人宽容。
And Paul says that,
保罗说道,
that all of the power of God is available for us to help us to have this joyful outlook in every circumstance, in every difficult people relationship, so that we can joyfully share having this great endurance and patience.
所以保罗在这边所讲到的是，上帝那荣耀的全能，并且帮助我们力上加力，为的是要让我们对着我们所遭遇到的环境和所遇到的人，我们都能够有那样的忍耐，有那样的宽容。
And it is this type of endurance and patience
that makes 忍耐和宽容呢
that makes our world take notice.
是可以让这个世界看见而感到是不一样的。
You ever find that sometimes you tell people about Jesus, people don't take notice, they don't want to listen to you?
有时候你会发觉你告诉别人耶稣基督，没有人想要听你。
But when it says that when the people, when the messenger becomes the message, when we are living in such a way that demonstrating that power, then that's when the world takes notice that these people, what's got into them?How come they could have that kind of patience and endurance and love and joy in these circumstances?
但是如果有一天这些传信的人自己成为信息的本身，他们自己能够活出这样的一个见证来，那些全世界都要惊讶，因为他们看见的不再只是一个话语的信息，而是看见这些人在遭遇到这样的情况，为什么他们能够忍耐？他们遇到这样的人，他们为什么能够继续不断的宽容？他们会讶异，他们会看见你所带来的信息。
The difficult people and circumstances in your life is not God's way of torturing you. It's God's way to make you shine for Him so that people will take notice that you are no ordinary citizen of this world. No, you belong to a different world. You belong to the kingdom of His Son.
在上帝在你周围所放下这些似乎难以相处的人，不是为了要让你难受，而是却要让你在这个情况下能够显明出来，你不是属于这世上的居民，你乃是属于那天上那荣耀的子民，所以你能够活出一个不一样的生命来看见那个荣耀的信息。
So that's what he says, that the Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. We will share a same inheritance with the saints who have ran before us.
所以在第十二节讲到说，又感谢父叫我们与能与众圣徒在光明中同得经验，这样的一个基业是过去的圣徒也享受到的，我们今天也活在那样的基业里面，我们也承受那样的基业。
That is the hope that's stored up for us for in heaven.
那样的一个盼望是让我们知道在有一天在天堂里面为我们所存留的。
And so in verse 13 it says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
所以 第十三节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度。
Now the original Greek word here that sometimes translates transferring us from one place to the other. I want to share a little bit more with you about that word.
在这里我们看见一个迁到，我们从希腊的原文里面可以稍微更多了解这个迁到是什么样的意思呢？
This word,
这个字。
It's a compound word with the Greek prefix of meta, and it was the second part of word, which is histomy, which is standing, which means literally a change of standing.
这个是一个复合字，它真的是两个字一合起来，表示什么？是改变你所站立的立场，所以是一个复合字。
Now this word is not used anywhere else in the Greek New Testament.
在这个字在没有在其他的新约用到过。
But it is found in the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
但是在旧约的希腊翻译本里面有看到这样的字。
But it is usually in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, it is used not to describe like the moving company come, help you pack up, and help you move to another place. It's not like that. In the Old Testament, it's used to describe a very forceful, almost violent,change of standing.
这个字在旧约的希腊本的翻译里面所代表的那个迁移，不是一个好像搬家公司到你家里来把东西搬的包的整整齐齐，然后帮助你很友善的帮你搬家。它是一个很强烈的，甚至用暴力的，然后把一些东西给除去或者迁移。
In 2 Kings, it's used to describe when the Lord removing his rebellious people and sent them into captivity.
在列王记的上面有提到说，他因为以色列人的悖逆，他就让外邦的王能够将他们整个迁徙到外邦去。
In a Jewish historian's writing, it's used to describe the Gentile king coming to and moving forcibly, moving a group of people from one place to another.
就在犹太的历史学家也讲到，当那个时候的外邦亚述王就带着这些被掳掠的以色列人，很强迫的将他们迁移到另外一个地方去。
And a story in the news, when I think about this verb, a story that I read about right around the time last year, around Easter time, I know they've been picking up these stories. It's a story about the piracies that's going on in Africa.
当我看到这些新闻，我就想到一个发生真实的发生的故事，是去年大概在复活节的时候讲到，是在非洲的一个海盗船的事件。
Off the Horn of Africa, right off the coast of Somalia.
在索马利亚的海岸边。
If you follow the news, you may know that recently the Somalian pirates been rampant, attacking ships and taking ships captive.
如果你注意到时事的话，你就发觉最近在撒马利亚的海域里面有很多的海盗船在那里要侵占、要登上的一些船，然后将他们所为人质。
And right around last April, the U.S. flagged Maersk, Alabama, this ship was boarded by pirates.
在去年的四月的时候，在挂着美国旗号的一个阿拉巴马的一个船呢，在那附近的海域被那些海盗给登上了船。
Captain Richard Phillips was taken hostage by the pirates.
船长理查菲利普在被他们这些海盗给抓去当人质。
If you follow these stories, that these pirates, they are just completely, they're very bold. They're not talking about big pirate ship. They're talking about a small gunboat of just four or five pirates, and they just sneak up on the ship with their weapons and take control of the ships.
你如果注意到的新闻，你就看到这些海盗不是一个很大的群体，但是却四五个人带着自动的武器就偷偷的登到船上去了。
In this particular situation.A team of four pirates had taken captive of Captain Phillip in very choppy water, and they were negotiating with a U.S. warship for ransom.
这个特别的故事是讲到有四个海盗，他们就登到这个船上，然后掳掠了这个船长，然后在同时呢，跟这个美国的军舰在做一些这个人质的协商。
The pirate that spoke the best English came on board of the U.S. warship.And was demanding a ship, demanding money, demanding weapon, or else they're going to kill Captain Phillip.
其中一个海盗呢，就登上了这个美国的军舰，然后告诉他们说，用他的英文说，他需要什么样的赎金，需要什么样的船，需要什么样的条件，然后要不然他就要杀掉这个船长。
Three pirates with their weapon pointing to Captain Phillip in choppy water.
那 然后另外三个海盗呢就在小船上面用那个自动的武器对准了这个船长，而且是在那个动荡的海浪不小的一个海域当中。
I mean this is just unbelievably flagrant, just the boldness of these pirates, shamelessness of these pirates. But as the American ship was negotiating, the American ship captain received approval from President Obama.
这是一个何等的一个无耻而且大胆的举动，然后这些人就在那个地方在进行这个协商，但是在美国军舰上的船长从奥巴马总统这边接到了指令。
And so with the satellite link of receiving the approval,
透过卫星的连接得到了这样的一个许可，
three Navy SEAL snipers,
三个海军的这个狙击手
simultaneously receiving order from the headphone, and they simultaneously fire at the three pirates in a small raft holding guns against Captain Phillips, and simultaneously killing all three pirates.
这三个狙击手同时透过无线电接到了指令，让他们对这三个正在小船上面拿着自动武器对着船长的这三个海盗呢，同时来击杀他们，然后在一个非常颠簸的海盗当中就同时把他们三个海盗都杀了。
I mean, I love stories like this. So I was like, wow, that's an amazing story.
我实在是很喜欢这样的故事，特别一个英雄的故事。哦，这是一个不得了的一个大故事。
You can tell I used to like violent movies too.
你可以看得出来我曾经喜欢那些暴力的动作的影片。
And so the three pirates, I mean, you know, if they missed this by inches, I mean, this whole operation would have been a major disaster.
如果这三个狙击手他们只要稍微差错一点，那么这整个情况就截然不同了。
But with that bold move, instantly the situation resolved. The negotiator on the ship immediately arrested, and Captain Phillip, bloodied from the blood spilling out of the pirates, was rescued from the ship.
但是就因为这样一个大胆的举动，整个情况就完全改观了。这个船长呢，身上带着被溅到的血的衣服，然后在这个军舰上面正在协商的，完全就失去任何的立场。
And I just thought, that's what an amazing story.
这是一个何等美、何等棒的一个故事啊！
But you know something? There's actually even more to the story.
还有更重要的在这个故事。
It's more like the prequel to the story.
这好像不是一个续集，而是一个前面一集的故事。
Which is how Captain Phillip got taken for as hostage in the first place.
就是这个船长当初怎么样子被抓到这个小的海盗船上去呢？
Because the U.S. is the Mercy Alabama is a shipping vessel, it's not an armed vessel. And when the pirates sneaked on board that night and had taken control of the ships, Captain Phillips stepped up.
你要知道，这个阿拉巴马这个船不是一个真正带有武装的，而是一个货运的船。那天晚上的时候呢，这些海盗就偷偷的潜上船去，然后控制了整个船，那么这个船长就必须要做决定。
Captain Phillip told the pirates,
他告诉这些海盗说，
Let my man go and let my ship go. Take me as hostage.
让这些船上的船员，让这些货物通通能够自由的离开。
He told them that,
把我当作人质吧。
You only have four men.
你只有四个人。
It's much easier to control me than to control all the crew here.
你可能比较容易就是来抓住我，但是你要掌握全船大概非常困难。
He said, I'm the ship captain. I'm going to be much more valuable to you to when you negotiate for ransom.
我是这个船上的船长，我对你来说可能在讨论赎金这些时候会更有价值的。
Take me instead.
你就把我当作人质吧。
And so when the captain took him and left the ship alone and left the crewman alone, he went down to the captain's ship, and then for all thinking that Captain Phillip is dead.
所以这些海盗就抓住了这个船长，能够到了一个海盗船上，这些船上的船员们都以为这个再也看不到这个船长了。
But I think that's the rescue story what Jesus Christ has done for us. That's the same story.
但是我要告诉你，这个就像耶稣基督救赎的故事一样，就是像耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
That's what the gospel story is. It's Christ stood in our place, and he went to darkness. He faced death for us, that which we are in no position of facing our own.
这就是耶稣基督救赎的故事，他站在我们的立场上，替我们承担了罪债，我们完全没有办法来偿付。
And his Father powerfully rescuing, delivering him, and also powerfully delivering us from our world of darkness and set us into the kingdom of God's Son he loved.
而荣耀的天父就在这个时候将耶稣基督给救赎起来，也把我们每一个信靠他的人都 救赎起来，不但是如此，将从黑暗的国度迁到他爱子的国度里面。
You see, so many of us sometimes think that we live such powerless life, that we just struggling along, living our little Christian life.
有时候我们看见基督徒实在过一个无力的挣扎的一个难过的生活在里面。
We think of ourselves as our limitation of our resources. We're just a little church out in the middle of nowhere, and we don't even have a pastor right now.
我们自己的限制，我们的有限，我们甚至在一个非常偏远的地方，甚至我们现在也没有牧者。
But what the people don't see is who is on our side.
但是人所看不到的是谁是我们的主呢
？That we're no longer in the kingdom of darkness under the power, the tyranny of darkness, but we have been moved into a powerful kingdom of God's Son, and that we and that all the power of the kingdom of heaven is at our disposal and is with us and is backing us.
但是他们却没有看见我们所存在的不再是一个黑暗的国度里面，我们乃是已经被迁到那个爱子的国度里面，有上帝的荣耀，有光明，有力量，有恩典在那里，这是世人所看不见的。
That is our story.
这是基督徒的故事。
That is the story of the gospel.
这是福音的故事。
It is the story of a son who loves us and gave his life for us.
这是神子耶稣基督为了爱我们的缘故，将他的生命为我们白白的摆上。
The story of a changing our position from a weak, helpless people to a powerful, mighty people of God that's been given a glorious mission for His sake.
这是一个改变转换立场的故事，因为耶稣基督已经让我们不再站在那个可怜可悲犯罪无力偿还的立场，而已经被迁到那个爱子的国度，能够知道有那个荣耀的盼望，并且满有那样的资源，可以过一个截然不同的生活。
A people redeemed.
我们是被救赎子民的故事。
A people redeemed and close to his heart.
我们是一群被救赎的子民，而且能够体贴亲近上帝神的心意。
That's who you are.
这就是你，这就是我。
I wouldn't be surprised that God will produce men and women that will do great things for His kingdom right here out of this church.
我绝对不会怀疑上帝可以用你们当中的弟兄姐妹来为上帝的国来成就大事。
We should not be surprised or have any lower expectation that God will use the missions work that come out of this church to do accomplish great things for His kingdom.
我们千万不要怀疑上帝可以用我们当中的一些宣教的一些事工来为神的国度成就大事。
That we will not wonder that God cannot use this church to make a powerful difference right here in this town for Jesus' name's
sake. 我们也千万不要怀疑上帝可以就用你们用这个教会为这个城市来建造一个极不一样的属神的事工。
Because we are a people with a fruitful future, with a future in the deep knowledge of God, and a future in the kingdom of God's Son.
因为我们不但是一群可以有果实累累未来的人民的子民，我们也是能够进入到一个更加认识神、全然知道神心意的子民。也更重要的是，我们已经在神爱子的国度有那荣耀的盼望。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for what you have done at this church all these years. You have given this church some amazing men and women who love you very much. You've given this town a kind of economic stability that would be the envy of any other parts of this country. You have given this church a wonderful physical home 6 years ago. And you have given your son for every man, woman, children, and youth. And you have given these things not to build a country house, country clubhouse for its own people's enjoyment, but for the glorious purpose that you have decreed since eternity past, that you want to raise up this church, Point Comfort Community, so that the gospel will be proclaimed, lives will be changed, missions may be sent out, that we will be a different people. So we pray at this milestone time in the life of this church, we give thanks and we once again embrace and receive the future you have planned for this church. And may you use every single person here in this church to build that future. No one will be a spectator, but that every person will be moved toward fruitfulness, toward a place of depth in our walk with you, and toward a place of boldness of glorious future that you have commanded in store for us. Protect this church, Lord Jesus. give them that sense of unity and deep love for one another. Provide your servants here to shepherd this congregation in due time. Provide a man after your own heart to come and serve together with them. But even as they wait upon you, keep them prayerful, faithful, loving, and hopeful. For Lord, that you do not waste time, Lord, and we believe you have a perfect future for this church. Be exalted in the life of this church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Probably most of people have the same feeling as mine. On this special day today, we got some very good gifts. And we got a very good speaker and also a very good